First, because construction is a large part of the economy. And secondly, as construction and housing markets improve across the nation, more people can sell their homes, and that allows them to move. And there's a huge correlation between existing home sales and movement into Florida.
And with that, let's dive in. Let's take a look at the new national housing data.
Yeah, it was very interesting. New home sales rebounded strongly after a fall in July, which is good news. They're running about 18% above last year's levels. And so that'll create jobs and income and purchases of other goods that go into houses. Somewhat disappointingly, existing home sales ticked downward and now are running about 5% below where they were last year. So the existing home market appears to have reached equilibrium. What's happened is a lot of the distressed sales now have been consumed in the marketplace, so we have less investor sale, we have a better balance, but we haven't seen the return yet of first-time home buyers to the market. And that's what's really lacking, and that's why existing home sales are relatively low compared to other recovery periods.
Why do you think we're seeing that lack of first-time home buyers in the market?
Well, there's a few things that are going on. First of all, the recovery in jobs has been somewhat slow, and the recovery in incomes has been very slow. Secondly, people are concerned about housing markets. No longer is housing viewed as such a great investment opportunity, so people are a little reluctant to buy. And mortgage lending standards have been tightened. Even though rates are low, the standards are high. And so the combination of all of those things is inhibiting first-time homebuyers.
There was another interesting report on housing this week. I'm kind of having a hard time wrapping my brain around it. Something about equity and the price of homes nationally.
Correct. During the Great Recession, home prices fell dramatically and fell below the mortgage levels. And so what that was termed was negative equity, or that people were upside down in their homes. About 30% of all homes nationwide were in negative equity positions. Now, as the recovery has progressed and home prices have rebounded from the drastic lows they reached during the Great Recession, now only 10% of all housing nationwide has a mortgage value greater than its price. So a dramatic shrinking in the negative equity position, which is very good news for Florida and encourages movement. And what we've seen is greater labor force migration as people sell their homes in places that don't have jobs and move to places with jobs, like Florida, and if they want to retire, like Florida. So it's good for us in both ways.
Here's what's making my head hurt about that. So nationwide, only 10% of homes are underwater.
Yes.
But then we look at Florida, where jobs are growing and there are a lot of positive indicators, and we still have a high amount of homes underwater. Is that correct?
We sure do, 25%. Only Nevada has a greater percentage of homes underwater compared to Florida. Now, our recovery has moved us from roughly 40 to 50% of all the homes underwater to 25%. So we've made progress. But yeah, prices got really inflated in Florida during the housing boom. And so when prices fell, it's going to take a very long time for them to get back. And so there is a problem in Florida's economy structurally caused by so many properties being underwater, having debt greater than their equity value.
So the fact that we have that imbalance now is a function of how high the prices went then, before the recession?
Yeah, how high the prices went at the great boom. And those prices were unsustainable. They got bid up in a speculative frenzy. And so there is consequences to that. And it will take many years for housing prices to slowly creep up past the levels where they were before. We're still down significantly from the prior peak. Now, housing prices have risen in Florida 20 to 40% from the bottom, depending upon what marketplace, but they're still 20 to 30% or more below the prior peak, even though they've recovered some.
How about locally in Central Florida?
Well, Orlando's housing markets are pretty much like the state's housing markets, achieving equilibrium, very little growth in sales volumes, and modest increases in prices. Daytona and Melbourne have done somewhat better. They were lagging for a good part of this recovery. And when we had spoken about this in the past, we always would say, well, gee, poor Daytona, poor Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, now, actually, they had sales on a year-over-year basis growing at more than 10% in Daytona and about 14% in Melbourne. And prices are rising in double digits in both places. So finally, the recovery has gotten to the point where the housing markets, the existing housing markets in those areas that had been lagging, are now beginning to catch up.